Hello, my name is Andy, and this is another edition of IDK. Today I am joined by panel members DTUG7 and Chandler.
Thanks.
And we are discussing the latest with Rex and ASA. Are you guys, like, big fans of Wrexham?
I don't really watch football, but I do support Wrexham, and I like the owner of the football stadium.
Yeah. Are you a big fan of Wrexham?
I'm not a football person.
Oh, yeah. I also like the owners of Wrexham because they joined like a few years ago, but they made it a better place.
Yeah, I agree. Football is a good game, but a lot of people have had fights, arguments over it, but I don't think football should be a aggressive game. I think it should just be an enjoyed, like, memory type of game.
I agree.
Sport.
I mean, there's one thing I do not like about football as well.
I agree.
And that is, when someone passes the ball to you, it could just, like, hit you in the face, like, some part of your body that, like, hurts so much. Especially in the part, like, you know.
I agree, because I've been hitting the ball, like, with a ball in my face many times, and it hurts, especially if you got glasses like me. It just bangs right into your face. Yeah,
the same thing happened to me, close to my eye, but except it was not like that. It was, what's it called again? Rounders.
When I was playing in my old school football, somebody kicked a ball at me. I was goalie. I was winning by one goal. It was 5-4 to us. They kicked the ball. I was dead scared because I was goalkeeper, and if I didn't save this, then they might they would have tied. So I basically just tried to header the ball. I did header the ball, and then it just fell into my arms. So I was happy then.
Oh my gosh!
I like how. Like, how the fans are, like, very passionate about football.
Yeah, and they're very, very supportive.
Yeah, and they love the players and everything.
Also, for the Americans watching this, if you do not know what we mean by football, it's basically just soccer for you guys who's watching from America.
Yeah.
Or the USA.
And the game does get a bit, like, it does get a bit, people get a bit mad, but, like, it's just a game. Like, there's no reason to fight over it. And it's also, a lot of people, like, get their season passes, and that's helped, like, around Wrexham, because they've built a lot of new stuff, and they've made their... As you can see from the stadium, there's, like, now a temporary stand. So they're obviously getting ready to build a new stand.
I just want to say this because it's a part of football, and I don't mean to be, like, rude, and I don't want this to be offensive to people, but in my opinion, the best player is, like, of all time, like, in the prime, they have passed away. I think they were better than Ronaldo and Messi, and in my case, it is Pelé.
Yeah, Pelé. Pelé's pretty good. He's the youngest player to get a World Cup and all that.
Wait, youngest?
I'd like to thank my panel members, Chandler and DTUG7.
Thank you.
Sure.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's podcast, and don't forget to like and subscribe and listen to more from me, Andy.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.